Hi, this is Mike Montalto reporting for WRPR from the Roman Poe College Arch. Have you had trouble setting up an internship? Are you not sure of what you're looking for from the internship experience? Are you afraid that you will end up with the wrong type of co-op? Internships are a great way for students to get involved in the real-life workforce. Some majors at Roman Poe College even require an internship for graduation. Dr. Eileen Quaglino, the career advisor for communication arts students at Roman Poe College, offered some advice for students seeking to get an internship.
Well, basically, they should look at the job description. You know, they should get a sense of what they're going to be doing, if it's related to their major, if it's related to what they want to do.
What advice can you offer students as they prepare for interviews to try to land an internship?
When they interview, they should ask questions, try to get a feel for what the place is like. They need to do their research. They need to research the company and really try to find out what it's all about.
Roman Poe senior and biology major Greg Mascola had an internship that wasn't exactly what he was looking for.
I started my internship almost a month ago, and I was interning at the New Jersey Botanical Gardens in Ringwood. It lacked a lot of professionalism, and it did not involve the type of work that I want to get into in the future.
What made this a poor internship experience for you, and what would you try to do different next time?
For a more ideal internship experience, I would have applied to more than just one internship. And like I did with this internship, I would start the process before I committed for the whole semester. So checking out what you're going to be doing before you start doing it is definitely helpful.
So if you're going to be participating in an internship this year, do some research and find an internship that relates directly to your major. Also, find out what kind of work you're going to be doing beforehand.
This is Mike Montalto, reporting for WRPR.